Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Castellanos and Quinn just got their signals crossed? Or?
Yeah. It looked like Nick was camped under it, and Quinn, he came and maybe he called it late, and you know, it's loud, and I'm not sure what happened. I'll have to get to the bottom of it.
That's what it looked like to me. Castellanos was ready to make the catch, and Quinn came over, and he called him off, but then got kind of caught in between thinking that Castellanos was going to make it. And
yeah, I've seen it plenty of times.
Yep.
I mean, it would have did they talk about it, the two players? I mean, I don't know. Did they talk last night? Were they asked about it? I don't know.
No, the only players who talked after the game, I think, were Bryce and Knebel.
Well, hell, I mean, it'd be nice to know from one of them what happened out there. Joe gave us, I don't know, I haven't talked to him yet. We'll get to the bottom of it. What? You didn't ask that when they came in the damn clubhouse? What happened? I don't know. I mean, seriously, it'd be nice to hear one of those guys explain what happened out there in the field. I didn't hear Roman Quinn. I don't know.
Roman saying, I called him off,
I don't
but
know
then I
what
lost
happened.
Track of the ball. Or...
Somebody explain it. That's a poor job out of Phillies PR. You got to put one of those guys out there to talk.
No, you're right.
To explain what happened out there in the outfield.
No, you're absolutely right. Yep, and just boom, end it. He takes responsibility.
Yeah,
it's
not like we've never seen that before in the outfield. So,
well, it's not like it didn't happen. It actually happened.
Yes.
It happened. All right? Yes, it happened. These things happen. But it happened in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yeah. It contributed to you losing.
And then the manager saying, I'll get to the bottom of it. Like, huh?
I'll get to the bottom of this, Ike.
Real quick. Shout out to Delaware Live Sports. They tweeted at me to let me know that all but seven states have shot clocks in high school basketball.
Ooh.
So I guess shot clocks are.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
My son didn't play high school basketball, so I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a high school basketball game.
No. It's been.
So I wouldn't know if they have shot clocks. And relying on you two to know whether or not if they got shot clocks in high school.
2012,
yes.
There was no shot clocks. I think they're working towards it.
Right, so they're working towards it, yeah.
I haven't been to a high school basketball game in, let me think. Yeah, almost 30 years. No shot clock for Pennsylvania high school, says the PIAA.
So Pennsylvania is one of the seven states.
So take that back. You and Delaware
sports, whoever the hell you are.
I don't know, 8,000 followers.
The PAAA basketball committee reviewed the statewide survey results on Tuesday and decided a shot clock should not be added.
Wow.
To high school games in Pennsylvania. This is May of this year.
That's what I'm saying. This is recent.
This is recent.
Awesome decision. People love defensive grind out affairs.
The survey was evenly divided. 50.8% was opposed to a shot clock. 49.2% in favor.
Sounds like a good take.
Twitter polls, Jack.
I'm just trying to figure out why would you be opposed to a shot clock?
I don't know.
You want the game? You want to be able to stall? You want to speed the game up. You want to get as many possessions in as you can. That's where the game of basketball is gone. I don't understand why you wouldn't want a shot clock unless you feel like you have inferior talent and you want to be able to run a stall tactic.
And this isn't fourth and fifth graders playing with a shot clock. These are, I mean, it's
my high school.
It's pretty competitive.
Yes.
Guys used to go right from high school to the pro.
Oh, man, Pennsylvania has some of the best high school basketball in the country.
Yeah,
yes,
without
sir.
A doubt.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We're led by Philly mostly, but.
Yeah, there's some up by me. I forget.
Coachville.
Yeah.
Rip Hamilton. Oh, there's another basketball player that was from out that way.
In Coachville?
I don't know if it was Coatesville.
There's a Duke recruit that actually was playing, and I should know his name.
Well, Westtown by me. Mo Bamba.
Yes.
Is Mo Bamba from out this way?
He's not from out this way, but he played in Westchester.
There's another Westtown kid that I think is a Duke recruit.
Cam Reddish played at Westtown. Mo Bamba played at Westtown. And there's a Duke commit. Yeah, I forget
his name. He's a Duke commit. He's a center. He's like a 7-footer.
Okay. See, Duke knows.
Yeah.
You know what a hotbed is that out this way?
You're damn right, Ike. Mm-hmm. Damn right. All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville.
Sorry, all the local schools here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'm sure your son's school had a lot of great. See, my high school, the center on our team was our friend Jake, who was barely 6 feet, and he wore a T-shirt underneath his jersey. So he's had a white T-shirt.
Oh, that's back in the day.
But he's also 6 foot with no ups. It shows you the level of competition.
Oh. Yeah, no. You said my son's high school. No. They're more of a
more competitive.
That's a baseball school and a more of a football school than it is basketball school.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he goes to Kingsway. Oh, he went to Kingsway, I should say. That's not a basketball factory.
It's a good football school, and
yeah, it just became a decent football school. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Mark Hendrick over there doing a great job.
Shout out.
There you go. Shout out to Mark.
All right.
Kingsway Dragons.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. Don't worry about Philly sales tax or parking. You get all that at Mark's Jewelers for free. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Most people says that Joe Girardi's holding the Phillies back. It's not the roster. It's Joe G.
Joe G.
Stop it with the roster. We're talking about games in hand. This manager lets slip away because he can't press the right buttons to secure a win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is.
Yeah, that's true.
As much as I don't want to put everything on Girardi, because
it's not.
Yeah,
it's not all on him.
But you can't argue with the fact that he's not pressing the right buttons, and he really hasn't been.
Yep. That's why I said it's been something different every week. You can go to 3 or 4 different games where it rears its ugly head, whether it's the defense, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's we're not hitting that night, whether it's Joe Girardi not knowing the right buttons to push that night. Believe me, this is a collective effort here.
Yeah. And the results aren't there, and Joe's had been here long enough to where you can start saying, like, all right, man, like, listen, this is too much.
Sure, I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, man, don't fire Joe Girardi. I don't think you're hearing anybody say that.
No, there wouldn't be a tribute show to Joe Girardi if he got fired. Like I heard from Joe DeCamera with Ray in the last show coming up.
Right,
Ray had his last appearance with him, so looking forward to Saturday with Ray and Glenn this weekend. His last couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Sam,
I hadn't heard about it.
No, you didn't know Ray was retiring.
No, I didn't. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, we've been running promos and stuff. Yeah, this is his last week on the air, Ike. If you hadn't heard.
Breaking news.
Yes, I know we haven't mentioned it a lot. Let's go to Sam and King of Prussia. Sammy, how are you, bud? What's up?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys? I'm in Baltimore right now.
Were you in King of Prussia when you called?
No, man. No, I am constantly traveling. I'm a whirling dervish.
Oh, this is Sam the Traveler. Got you. Yes.
He was in Virginia. Yes. He's constantly on the road.
Right, okay.
It never stops. It never, ever stops. I'm going to be in Florida in a couple weeks.
What do you sell? Shower curtain rings, or what are you selling?
No, I sell dreams. No, I actually work I work in health benefits. So,
okay.
I go out and explain how insurances work for people. So
I could do that.
It pays the bills, so, right. You know. It's a good job. I like doing it.
Cool.
Anyway, I had a question, but also obviously Girardi has to bear some of the blame because, like, literally he's not doing it. What does he do well for us? It's the same exact – you know what? This is the same exact conversation we could have had about Gabe, and we did have. What did Gabe do well? What does Joe do well? The only thing that I'm sitting here wondering is this worse than when we were talking about Gabe not benching Segura for not running out stuff? I can't figure that out.
I think this is worse, Sam, because I don't think Gabe, as much as we may have tried to place high expectations there, that team had more flaws to it. And there were more holes in that team. You know, the Segura thing, I think that was just Gabe trying to stick up for his player. And he just didn't know when to relent and just let it just breathe and let these people have their say and he move on, as opposed to feeling like he needed to defend Gene Segura for not running out to first base. And we know that Andrew McCutchen wound up tearing his ACL, and that turned that season around. But at least Gabe had the excuse of he may have gotten more out of that roster than was really there, even though we wanted more, right? Gabe's issue was he couldn't close the deal down the stretch for him to get into the playoffs. Over the last 2 years, they've added talent to this roster where we've had legitimate playoff expectations, and they haven't met those expectations. When Gabe was here, who was our best player?
So I just 2018.
That was he had Bryce for 1 year. Yes. He did have Bryce for 1 year. I forgot about that. He had Cutch, Bryce for 1 year.
Yeah. So 2018.
Yeah, I forgot that. That was the year.
Jorge Alfaro, Carlos Santana, Cesar, or he called him Caesar, didn't he? Didn't he have a problem with the name? Or he said it differently. Scott Kingery, Franco, Hoskins, Odubel, and Nick Williams. Mm-hmm. That's the eight that had the most at-bats in the lineup. Altair was their top bench player. Knapp, Estrubel Cabrera, Roman Quinn. I mean, look at the talent on this team compared to the talent on that team right there. And I mean, and I would imagine they're starting pitching. Noah, Arrieta, Eflin, Pivetta, Velasquez.
Jake P.
Yeah, and the other thing is that like, I agree with you. I think Gabe struggled or his inexperience with dealing with the media on a daily basis and deciding that he was going to the grave with defending Gene Segura when he didn't need to.
Right.
Segura can handle himself. He's the one that did it.
Yes.
Gabe didn't need to go over the top with it. Joe Girardi managed in New York for a decade, right? So, like, of course he's going to come in with more experience in dealing with crap that happens over the course of a season.
Yeah. And I guess this is I don't know if his experience – is what he's leaning on right now, because he's almost managing from a big picture view here. It's almost like, yeah, I know, but I need him for the stretch run. I need him for the long haul. And there is some truth to that, right? Forget about how many games the Mets are up on us in this division. 8 games, by the way, I believe. They are only, I think, 3.5 games out of the second wild card spot. So, in other words, they aren't out of it.
Sure.
They aren't out of it. Like, it doesn't take a lot to turn, you know, the standings from a wild card perspective. And so when you're in their shoes, that's the way they're going to look at it, right? They're going to look at it glass half full. They're looking for reasons not to push the panic button and go over the top. And right now they're saying we're 3.5 games out with a few teams in front of us that also have issues that are going to rear their heads eventually, and we aren't even playing our best baseball yet. So I think they're relying on their best baseball being still left to be played out there.
Well, it's like 120 games or so left.
And still a second wild card spot. Like, that's what they may be relying on. The idea of catching the Mets from 8 games down, that's gone. I wouldn't even – that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, they would have to be a totally
different
team.
That's a pipe dream.
Yeah, no, agree.
Yeah, that's a pipe dream. So they're looking at wild card spots. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Yeah,
they're looking at wild card
spots. Need to win 86, 87 games to put themselves in contention to be a wild card team.
Yep.
And I think we would be okay with having postseason baseball this year.
Yes, especially now they've actually made it a series.
Yep.
It's not that
the one
single
game
elimination
crap,
nonsense.
It's bad.
Jack.
I didn't like it either, but the games are always great.
Yeah, they are fun because it's like, just win or go home.
Right? Yep.
Which is what your sport figured out, you know, one game, get it out of the way, and
but they
the
play
intensity.
Series all year
I'm
long.
I'm aware.
Yeah, and then there's one game when it's cold out a lot of times.
So, yeah, I'm glad it is a series, so at least we would get 3 games, even in that final wild card spot.
So, by the way, my friend Patrick texts me and says there's no shot clocks in New Jersey school basketball.
I knew I hadn't seen any.
Yeah. and he covers high school athletics for Atlantic City Prefest.
Why don't you have a shot clock?
The question still remains. Yeah, why don't you want a shot clock?
Well, Kevin Cooney did chime in. This turned into a big topic, honestly. It's pretty shocking. I didn't see this coming. He tweeted at you, Ike, and said, that, and said that PA won't do it for cost reasons, big money for infrastructure slash clock improvement, and need to pay extra official.
Oh, wow. And all that goes into a shot clock.
Yeah, wow. This is big politics.
Someone's dad can't just – well, I guess you can't because of competitive reasons.
I guess.
Right?
I don't know. Listen, you can't pay somebody $20 to work the damn shot clock that game.
Just get some high school kid. Make it an internship or something.
Yeah,
give him credit.
I don't know.
Is Scott Foster available to come down and
it's a shot clock? Yeah, I don't know.
Jerry in Northeast Philly has something on the shot clock. Jerry, how are you? Jerry,
doing well, guys.
What's
Here
up?
I am. Sorry.
Now you've got
doing
it, buddy.
Well.
What's up?
How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Regarding the shot clock, PIAA does not have it. The independent leagues do. I'm associated with a school in the Interact League, the Friends League, which is where West Town plays. They have a shot clock. And it works great. I mean, the issue, I guess, was used to be maybe they're afraid of a run-and-gun kind of offense. But basically, without a shot clock, you get punished for playing good defense.
Right, right. Well, so, how many seconds is the shot clock in some of the private schools?
It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then you talked about the infrastructure. I actually do the purchasing for our school for some of this stuff. And we got a set of portable shot clocks that we needed because now we do display it now for football.
Okay.
And our boys lacrosse in the Interact plays NCAA rules, so they have to have a shot clock displayed too. So we have two sets of portables. You're looking at maybe under $5,000 for a set of that. And then we do have, well, in comparison to changing all the baskets to have it on the –
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it's certainly better. Yeah, that's certainly better for sure.
And then we use, as I said, we need them for football because the Philadelphia Catholic League decided they wanted to have that. So we have that. Mm-hmm. But in basketball, if we play a Catholic or public school team or somebody from Jersey or whatnot, even though they're playing at our place, we can't use
you don't
the
run
shot
it.
Clock.
Because they don't, used to using it. Yeah.
Well, they would be penalized by their state association for playing against their rules. Used to be our house, our rules, when we used to play those guys. But it doesn't happen anymore. But the shot clock works great. The girls, you know, our girls team was pretty good. They didn't really need a shot clock, but they used one anyway. But they did pretty well with it. And I think it makes for a better game because the strategy, you know, you got to play some different defenses.
Yeah.
And you get rewarded because you get a violation or it's a bad shot.
Yeah, I mean, don't you? And thank you, Jerry. Don't you want to? You want to get it to the? I mean, we know they're not NBA players, but the game has a shot clock. So you would think that
even college has a shot clock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
most of these kids aren't going to the NBA, but if they have aspirations of playing college basketball, they have a shot clock. I think it's 35 or 30. 30-second shot clock.
In colleges, it went down to 30.
It did go down to 30?
So they're using that.
Yeah.
Back when Sparty was in the
– Man, listen, I like a shot clock because, like I said, it speeds the game up. And like you said, you get rewarded for playing defense for 24 seconds or 30 seconds. You got to get a shot up there. So, you know, instead of having to play defense for 2 minutes as they pass the ball around the perimeter like Lakota High did us in the sectionals. You know what I mean? That's right. Shoot the ball.
Very relatable.
Let's go to our friend Linda from Bala,
who must be
just absolutely livid off this start by the Phillies. Linda, how are you, dear? What's up?
Well, my heart jumped out of its chest and ran out of the room last night. I'm telling you, I'm so disgusted with him, Girardi. You know, hon, who else do you know uses five pitchers in two innings in some of these games? He never has available the people that should be available for the back end. He uses them too damn much, like he did in New York. Well, New York, you can use 100 pitchers because they had them, but we don't have that kind of talent here.
Can you imagine if we did? Joe would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And also, if you listen to Schmitty, I love him. He always was my favorite guy, him and Bo. He complained about the batting order being unsteady every day.
Yep.
He said 3 and 4 is fine, but the rest, they're not in any order. He said, how can you establish anything? And Look, he should have been going. I'm very, very upset with Dombrowski. I thought he'd do a better job. I mean, he threw people in there. I mean, excuse me for Roman Quinn, and I know he made a couple good plays. He should not be here. Mm-mm. He should have been gone a couple years ago, the guy.
Yeah, well, they tried. They got. I mean, he signed with the Marlins, but then he didn't make the major league roster, and they designated him for an assignment, and then the Phillies brought him back, and then because of what happened with Moniak, they had a need for him. But I mean, yeah, I agree with you. You need to be better to have Roman Quinn as the guy that's playing almost every day.
So anyway, you know, I don't call much anymore. I just listen now because I love the callers. Hmm. And Fritzy, I love him. He's a sweetie puss.
Oh, absolutely.
God.
I want to pinch his cheeks when I see him.
I could kiss his little cheeks off. I love you, Ike. Take care, baby.
All right, Miss Linda.
All right,
take care.
Be well.
She's the best.
Yep.
Jack, you moved up her list of favorites.
It's because we're baseball people.
Yep.
I think that's what it is.
By the way, Roman Quinn did talk after the game yesterday.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Donovan Chespad on the show.
And it's not on the show. It's on you.
On me, yes. Donovan Chespad on me. Yes. He said, I've got to catch that ball. It was tough to hear. The crowd was going crazy, but I've got to catch that ball.
Okay, there we go. See, that's all I wanted. Did the Phillies say that, send that to you?
I saw it in Lauber's piece.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, but yeah. Okay, so he did take the blame, as he should have. He's the center fielder. He's the general out there. He makes a call. Everybody else is supposed to fall off and let him make the play.
Correct.
Now, they're not used to him being out there. I don't know if his voice has a bass in it. I don't know. But Castellanos, he waited. He saw him coming because he tried to wave him off first, right? He put the right arm up.
He called for it.
He called for it. He has to know that's Roman's play and get out of the way sooner than what he did. He almost left Roman in a bad position.
Also, Roman's coming off a game where he threw the ball 100 miles an hour from the outfield. Like, I want him taking that ball.
Yeah, how about that? Did you ever think you would say that?
Fifth hardest throw from the outfield in baseball this year. 99.9 miles an hour from Roman Quinn.
I didn't know Roman Quinn had an arm like that. I did not.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I mean, still would have been a really difficult play
yeah,
to get him at the plate. But, I mean, Castellanos was actually positioned better, but he's not going to be able to throw it home and get anybody out. So, yeah, I mean, if Roman Quinn wants that ball, that's his ball.
Yes, the center fielder's call.
Yep. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592.
Only problem is he's not King Griffey Jr. and he's Roman Quinn. Our favorite, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Mike Trout calls that ball. You think Castellanos is right there?
No.
Yeah, he's out of the damn way.
Don't worry. When Mickey's back there next week, very commanding presence.
Yeah. Mickey, why not Mick?
Why not Mick?
You know what, Jack? Why not Mick?
It's going to be a fun 2 weeks.
Anybody but Roman. Didn't Roman just have a good play?
He's actually been playing good ball.
He did. Man, listen, man. He won us a game Sunday, didn't he?
Well, he scored
he played
the run.
Great Monday, too. Hashtag Roman Reigns.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
That is terrible.
He's lost and he's never coming back. Jack's gone. He's gone. He's not coming back, Ike. Just so you know.
Holy cow.
The Eagles lost a key member of the front office yesterday.
That was more bad news.
How big of a deal is it?
I got you, bro.
Ike Reese and I will discuss coming up next. And your Phillies calls. Is it fair to just say Joe Girardi's the problem? Get rid of him. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, you guys know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? I've loved it so much, man. I got the family on it. The wife is on it. Even my kid, man. Listen, you're talking about putting supplements in your body just going to make you feel better? AG1 is the one you want to go with. Super multivitamins. Don't you play anything in there, man. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. Now, it's just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. Now, listen, it cost him $100 per day. So you know what he did? He created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.